morning, sir.
Morning, Tony.
Before we dive in to the international currency story, especially involving Greek and the European community, what you heard my conversation with Tom Watkins about the accounting practices for the state of Michigan and how they were dealing with the resources that they have while trying to keep up with paying pensions and all the other things that they have to do. And you had mentioned that the accounting practices weren't where they needed to be.
That's correct. It's a standard municipal and governmental accounting practice that it's pretty much on a cash basis. You show receipts coming in and funds going out. They do not account for, on their financial statements, incurred liabilities to be paid off in the future, such as retirement health benefits. That's not unique to the public sector. In the private sector, the last I knew, the IRS still did not allow for-profit companies to take a tax deduction for the current liability for future retirement health care benefits. They could deduct future pension costs that they owe, but not the health care benefits. But if you have a negotiation for, say, a contract with a union, if you have a pay increase, that's going to show up right away in the expenditures of the agency. But if you make a promise to pay benefits in the future, that does not show up in the next year's financial statements, and it makes it a lot easier to kind of give away the cookie jar.
So is that cheating?
It's not cheating.
Lying?
It's not looking at the big picture of what you're really making a commitment to spend.
Okay, but are they doing that because of ignorance, or are they doing that just trying to deal with the day-to-day aspects and kind of hide what could happen in the future?
They have to realize the big picture of what's going on, but if you just say what's going to show up on the next financial report, and that's how I'm going to be judged on how I'm performing my duty, it can be real easy to give away future promises that next year's legislative body or executive body are going to have to deal with and not you.
Well, Pat, that doesn't sound like a good way to do business.
It's not. Full accrual basis accounting means that if you have an expense because you either pay it now or you owe it in the future, it would neutralize that impact. It means you have to look at the situation realistically.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. When we come back, we're going to talk with Pat Heller about what's going on over in Europe, in Greece.